then.
Okay.
Looks like it might be. Trying to put him there in the mic so we can. Will Kate's work turn on? Let's move him over here then, so we can put him by the mic so he talks.
In fact, he'd have it by his name.
Yeah. We'll put the phone by his name so he's legit, huh? Okay. Well, I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our CDRA meeting, February 11th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off tonight with a roll call by our secretary.
Lynn?
Yes, here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
And Ronnie?
Here.
Okay, next is approval of minutes of our January 14th regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
CDRA meeting held January 14th at 6 p.m.
Will you second that, Lynn?
Yes, I'll second. Yep.
Okay. So I have the motion by Rondi, seconded by Lynn, to approve our minutes from our January 14th regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor? Next is approval of claims. The invoice register dated January 1st, 2025 to January 31st, 2025 in the amount of $19,593.42.
Is this on the Richmond flooring for this building, I imagine?
Yes.
Is that grant money?
What's that one?
Is that grant money that was used for this flooring?
Yeah, it's a $13,000 grant for the Heritage area, which is on hold because the National Park. It's been approved by National Park, but they can't do a cooperative agreement because of the freeze. But it has, but that was coming out of the grant. That's going to be reimbursed for a grant.
Okay.
And the one up there for the Main Street program is pass-through money. The one for the 1660 is pass-through money.
You
might have a question about the 1300. That's a water heater in Walter Dunley's apartment, number 8 in the tribal apartments.
I'll make a motion we approve invoice registered 11-2025 to 131-2025 in the amount of $19,593.42.
I'll second that. Motion made by Paul.
Okay, I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Rondi, to approve invoice register dated January 1, 2025 to January 31, 2025 in the amount of $19,593.42. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Okay, Mons.
I can easily do my report in less than 5 minutes so we can get on with the 6:15 public hearings. Number one, you noticed in the minutes last time we said that we did not give an update on the trail project. We had a scoping meeting with UDOT on the 22nd of January. That meeting was held. The $2.3 million is in place. The design is in place. All been approved. We're going to move forward with bids, and that project's on the road finally. People are asking. That's taken care of. Next thing I'd like to report on is that...
How far into Spring City does that go?
Right down in the middle of town. 4 miles, it's a 4 mile trail.
So is it just like Is that Center Street or whatever they call that, or?
Yeah.
So it's just halfway into Spring City?
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Other project I'd like to report on is that we did a reimbursement request. The LCWF grant from National Park Service in the park was $288,000. We submitted a reimbursement request for 75% of that amount. They'll pay $275,000, which will be $216,000. They retain 25% to pay when the project has been finished and completed. But the good news is we've now got to get some money because we've been paying all the expenses. $277,000 we've paid on that coming out of the RDA retained earnings. So Dave and I keep a close watch on that. The other thing I'd like to report is for some time, the county's been sending a tax notice for the bank building. That was donated to the Heritage area and leased the city for $1 a year. There was some confusion on our accountant filing the other annual form. I got together with the recorder, we straightened all that out. I asked to get on the county commission to get a waiver, and we got it. It's off the books. The $12,000 is waived. And the biggest reason they waived it was because we handed this out. If you look at this here, this is one small part of what the Heritage area has done. If you look at the heading on this, it says on the top, community enhancement outcomes. Take a look at those. You look through the pages, go to the end page, there's 5, 6, 7, 8. At the end page, you'll see the total is $7,992,000 for 130 community enhancement grants. Commissioner Carter looked at that and said, wow, and we're going to charge you taxes. So it's been waived completely. Natalie has been briefed on it. She'll file the annual little form she has to file. And so I know you've been concerned about that, Mike, that you afraid your offices are going to go up for tax sale. It's all been taken care of, okay?
Good deal.
So everything else has come along all right. There's one other item I'd like to discuss very quickly. Just wait 1 minute. The Triangle Apartments. Apartment number 6 has been taken out of circulation. There's severe mold in there. Now, we are applying for what's called a CLG grant for $60,000. It's going to be a $60,000 project. What that CLG grant will do, it will correct the problems in apartment number 6, but it will also do other upgrades to augment the $1,800 we spent recently on other upgrades over there. It will also address the problem on the east side of the Wasatch Block building. As you know, the RDA owns the Wasatch Block apartments and the Triangle apartments. What's going to happen on that is we got a real serious problem with the stucco coming off. So we're going to submit a $60,000 project for our CLG grant. That combines the county CLG with the city CLG. That application is due on Friday. We're prepared. We got the numbers together. John Swatt's prepared them, and so we're going to be submitting that, straighten out the apartment problem, get 6 taken care of, and take care of that Tyrion East Wall. We're in shape on all those. Got any questions? That's it for me.
Is there any way to get a grant for the rec center?
I'll tell you, we have a roof on that for that. And we've applied, we've got money for that. Here's the situation. As Paul mentioned in the claims, that $13,000 that came out of the RDA for the carpeting, that's as part of the freeze. Did you read about the fact that the freeze has been lifted? Not so. DOI, Department of Interior, through the National Park Service, they've approved $111,000 that we've got coming from the CR that went from October 1 to December 20. The second CR that goes from December 21 through March 14th, you might have noticed this in the press. They've approved the first one for us through December 20. It's been approved. But they haven't given us a cooperative agreement because they've been advised by to hold off on those. So we have a proposal in there. We haven't got the amount yet, but we're proposing if they get this settled that we're going to put the roof in there as a grant coming from the Heritage area. That's a historic building of great significance, given its role as the armory and so forth. So we're on that, Mike.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions you guys have?
Enough.
Do you have anything?
Nope, I'm good.
I don't think I have anything. So, somebody want to make the motion? I'll make the motion to adjourn, do I have a second?
I'll second that one.
Okay, I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Rondi to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll just keep you on the phone then, Lynn, for a minute. We're going to set up for this public hearing, so.
Okay, that works.